dbkmediaservices.com.
You are listening to the SVC Sports Talk Podcast. SVC Sports Talk is brought to you by SVCSportsZone.com. And now, here are your hosts, Shane Combs, John Bruce, and Bruce Knox.
Hello, everybody, and welcome in to show number 311 of SVC Sports Talk. My name is Bruce Knox. Get around to more introductions in just a moment. But first, want to remind you that this and every show this year brought to you by SVCSportsZone.com, and where we keep it all SVC all of the time. And we're winding down here. A special show for this one, number 311. Shane will bring us up to date on that in just a second. But first, say hello to John Bruce, Mr. Bruce.
How you doing, Bruce?
Doing very well. Lots of Bruces here. Yeah. Lots of Bruces,
that's
as
right.
always.
How it should be.
That's exactly right. Enjoy enjoy your company. It's been an eventful year, to say the least. And it's winding down. Are you still staying busy with everything?
Oh, yeah. We had our award ceremony and practice today on Sunday, which is for our tournament game on Monday, which, you know, it's always good to have tournament time, but it's also makes it a little more hectic on making sure you can get practice time in, especially with how close together everything is this year. But still keeping that
thought that, hey, it's better than last year, right?
Oh, 100%.
Yep.
I'm so excited to talk track, even though there's a couple things that I don't understand in it.
Yep.
just because it's something we didn't even get to talk about last year, and I know there's a ton of deserving kids that deserve the attention, and I'm excited that we're able to do this
All week. Right. Well, we'll do that in just a second. First, say hello to Shane Combs. Mr. Combs, how are you, sir?
Oh, doing great, guys. I'm glad we made this decision, about 2-3 weeks ago. We said, hey, let's skip a week so that we can best put a track show in. And the reason we held off was we wanted to get past the SVC meet so that we could properly highlight some of our SVC champions. And that's kind of the way the agenda is going to work out this evening.
All righty. Anything else you want to kind of bring us about how we'll do it on the agenda?
Well, yeah, as always, we'll do it with our sponsorship, North Fork Animal Clinic, Advanced Services, and Pickaway Ross Career and Technology Center. We'll go through segment by segment with some team totals, and then we'll break it down into some field events. We'll get into some of those individual running events, and then the relay events where we kind of get into a little of that team aspect, and maybe even put some final thoughts in terms of some of our track concepts throughout the night. Should be a great show, but again, always want to thank North Fork Animal Clinic, Advanced Services, and Pickaway Ross Career and Technology Center. Bruce will drive each segment with a shout out to them throughout, but I certainly want to give them a shout out here at the beginning. So, you know, Bruce, throughout the team and individual totals, however you see fit there, we kind of have a list of things we want to go through. I'll kind of let you drive the agenda in the order you see fit.
Okay. Well, let's get right to it. Let's just do team totals first. And let's talk about Shane. How'd it go on the boys' side?
Well, the Edina Warriors, really impressive. You know, we talk so much about, you know, track, you know, being kind of an enrollment-driven thing. A lot of times it's when you score double in some of these events and you're able to get a couple people into the finals. But, you know, Edina jumping out there at 134 points and winning it, you know, kind of somewhat comfortably by 24 points. You know, they do it a little bit through individual star power. We know the name Eric Hurt in terms of what he does in some of the throwing. I think back to the you know, Lucas Ray there in the high jump. I also think back to the fall. The name Richendollar there in the running, John. He adds a little bit to their distance. Ryan, just a freshman, and then of course Tate Myers, who I'm sure that name will come up throughout the evening, as well as several more. So, That's the story really on the boys' side, and we'll certainly highlight those kids throughout the evening.
Okay, and John, what about on the girls' side?
Yeah, on the girls' side, Unieta was able to repeat as SEC champions. They scored 167 points. They really dominated a lot of the relays. Did well in the hurdles and the sprints. Alec Cox from Unieta scored 31 points, and I believe was a meet medalist, winning the 100 and the long jump, or 100 hurdles and the long jump. Finished second in 300 hurdles and sixth in the pole vault. And then they had names like Paris DeBoard winning the 1 and 200, doing a repeat of what she did 2 years ago as only a freshman. Then Abby Seals. Abby Seals, Roxy Storz-Berrio, Elle Pelletier, Carly Renner, some names that you're going to hear throughout the night, just athletes that you've heard from other sports that have really taken their game to the next level in track, that I know we'll be talking about throughout the night as well.
All right. Just around the corner, we're going to talk field events. First, a mention of Advanced Services Heating, Cooling, and Refrigeration. They've been with us 3 or 4 years now, sponsoring the podcast. And as always, they are ready and willing and able to take on your heating, cooling, and refrigeration task. They're Southern Ohio's most trusted performers. I was talking performers with track. But provider of heating, cooling services for your home and business for over 20 years. And whether it's installation, repair, or maintenance, their team's available 24/7 to respond. You can look at their website for Advanced Services, HVAC.com, or you can give them a call at 877-947-4499. Again, Advanced Services Heating, Cooling, and Refrigeration, appreciate their continued support of the podcast. And as I alluded to, we're going to start with field events here, which includes the shot and discs, high jump, long jump, and pole vaults. And I don't know exactly how you guys want to split this up, but we can do it about any way you want to do. Just as long as we highlight the many SVC performers here.
Well, John, let me throw out a couple just bullet points I had in my notes, and I'll start the conversation, and then you jump in, and we'll just go back and forth. Again, the main goal of the track show tonight is to highlight our elite track kids. What jumped out at me a little bit is in certain events how schools started to dominate certain things. And I know over the years, like in our throwing events, Coach Burke at Paint Valley, for example, would highlight Scott Baker and the job that the Baker family does in terms of teaching kids. Obviously, Taylor was a very, very special thrower. And, I wish I knew a little bit more the depth of maybe some of the feedback. When Bruce asked for that later, we'll get some of these assistant coaches named as well, because I guess the reason I say that, my first bullet point was, when I see Westfall going 1-2 in the pole vault on the boys' side with Shipley and Whaley, on the girls' side with Prophet and Yates, and then you get into the throwing, we know the name Eric Hurt from Edina, but Sidney Fogelsong is one, and that's a second bullet point that I had: the ability of kids to jump over from baseball track, softball track, to kind of help their track kids as well. Cole Miller, a kid, plays on the baseball team for us there at Paint Valley, edging out Lennox again, Southeastern. You kind of see the theme here. I jump up and I see we highlighted Lucas Ray in the beginning, but here's another one of Michaela Lovely and McKenna Lovely going 1-3 in terms of getting some of those double points for the Lady Warriors. And then again, there's Hurt, showing up there with Fogelsong again in both throwing. I guess the combination of these particular things at school, and yes, you have special athletes, but it has to come from some pretty good instruction as well. And then the doubling up of pulling kids into the double sports to help your track program be a little bit more successful too. Those were two things in my notes. I wanted to get your thoughts on that at the beginning.
Well, when you bring up Fogelsong and the Lovelies with the Adina, on the girls' side with softball and track, with those three getting a lot of points, that helped boost Adina's track team into second in the SVC. So, I mean, if some of these small schools would just say, you're only going to do one sport, or the kids just really focus on just the one thing. It can really hurt. And if you're not getting your best athletes into the best positions that they have for success. So, and also on the boys' side with Adina, with their dominance in the field events, they actually had, they beat Unita by 25 points in the field event. So that alone is kind of what put them over the top in the, on the boys' side.
No question. Where,
Adina really hammered home on the, with Hurt and Ray, and, you know, they did really well, and that really gave them the edge in the end. And, you know, it's with field events, I think if you've got a really good coach on, you know, technique, especially throwing, because it's not just overpower, it's a lot of it's technique. You know, if you have a good coach that gets you prepared for this, that's where you can have kids that are not fully focused on that one sport, where like Sydney Fogelsong doing softball along with track. So I'm sure not all of her focus went to throwing, but she's able to step over and win both throwing events. That's very impressive. And I think with Westfall, where they finished, I mean, their four athletes that went out into the pole vault finished 1-2 on each side. That says a lot about their likely pole vaulting coach, or just how they go about it with their techniques and whatnot. So I do think with the field events, it's where you really have to find assistance that can really help elevate these athletes in those areas, because it's something that, you know, it's not just track, it's track and field, and these field events can really make a big difference.
Well, and when you go 1-2 as well, Bruce, I mean, you're talking 18 points, mm-hmm. You know, inside an event, you know, and when you look down at the team standings, it's amazing just what, you know, if you have a couple really good throw, for example, you know, one that jumps out at me in terms of the team champion is with Uniota on the girls' side in the long jump. You know, Cox Zickafoos 1-2. You mm-hmm. know, there's 18 points. I mean, it's just it's unbelievable in terms of what that double up means, because, you know, if they're finishing 1-2 in one event, then you're talking about the level of athletes that are going to then spread out in the three other events, be it individual or relay, and provide that same type of scoring punch, most likely. Because, again, the type of athlete it takes to win a long jump type event is certainly going to translate to the track and other areas of the entire night.
Yep. Okay. Anything else?
Yeah, the only other thing, John, I had was some of the depth in terms of some of these kids maybe getting pulled between scoring in these individual events and then into the relays. And we'll talk about this a little bit more in the relay. But another interesting thing in track, guys, is you don't make the banquet unless you win an event. And we talk so much about meet medalists and certain, you know, there's a lot of these athletes that can kind of go through four events and maybe give you a top five finish, which would score. But I've heard coaches in terms of strategy talk about, hey, every now and then, if you're only going to finish fourth in the league instead of sixth, a lot of times what you might do is you might try to pull a couple of these athletes and you look for a particular relay that you think you can post your. So I want to come back to that later in the show. But right now, John, I wanted to ask you about that strategy in terms of that's so unique to us, is, you know, when you think kind of, you know, I guess that the in baseball, maybe throwing off, you know, hey, I think mm-hmm. I can win tomorrow night's game. I'm going to hold this arm or something like that. But like I've heard that strategy before, and I start to look down through here. I see some really, really good athletes in the middle of these that maybe don't go to four individual things, because you might see a name show up later in a relay. So it might, what my point is, it may hurt their team standings by one or two spots, but it might allow that kid a chance to realistically compete for a shot at the SVC banquet.
Yeah, I've heard, you know, from being around Uniota a lot, I've heard Coach Paxton will do that with some events where he might say, okay, well, and one thing that he's been blessed with, and that's a lot of its coaching, is the great distance runners, where he will have different kids in, you know, maybe I'll use like a Clayton Lynch, Gabe Lynch, those kids. Like, they may be able to win a certain event, but they might not go in it just so they can try to get another kid a chance to finish on the podium in that event or even win it. So I do think it's interesting when coaches go to, okay, maybe we punt on this event, but we're going to try to get this kid who maybe it's a 4-year finish second and third. Maybe we'll put them into a relay and get them to the banquet, like as kind of a thank you. I do think that's, especially if it's not going to end up hurting your team overall, I do think that's something that's definitely different in track that coaches will do. And, you know, I'm sure the kids definitely appreciate that.
No question.
All righty. Anything else, guys, about field events?
I think I'll do it.
Okay.
I'll say one thing.
Okay.
It's hard.
Yeah.
Like, I went, so Autumn Mohan worked, won the, I believe she won the discus in the state. It was either the shot or discus. She won the state championship in it. And she worked at our summer latchkey program that my mom runs. And I decided, partially because I knew I wasn't going to beat her, but I decided to, like, challenge her.
So this is going to be good.
You all loved her. Uh-huh. Oh man, I've never been more embarrassed than I was. Like the shot, I kind of threw it like a decent amount, and then she just destroyed me in it. Because literally, I was just going over. I was like, probably look like a little kid doing it for the first time. And then I tried the disc. I don't get it. I don't know how you do it. It's like I threw it straight into the net. And yeah, it's hard, and I admire all of these kids that can get more than, and even the kids that get a foot, I admire them too, because it's still, you probably didn't fault, at least. So these are really difficult events, and I would never attempt to pole vault. So
it certainly takes some guts. And, yeah. And I guess the last thing in my notes too, Bruce, is I'm always on the SBC record watch on these types of nights, because that's unique to track where you have to do it. But in that first category, didn't have anything really threatened too much.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. But you're right, John, as you know, you watch these people and it's like, oh yeah, I think I could do that. And then if you put some of these implements in your hands and try to do it, you don't want anybody else around. Yeah, you know, and if you really think pole vault just amazes me that they can get themselves up there and you know, push the pole back away and push themselves over. It's a symphony of movements and coordination, and I ain't got it, guys. So kudos, yeah, to all those that participate in that and are able to do it all at any of it. Basically, we really appreciate their efforts, their training, its dedication. It takes a long time to even be to the level of any of the participants of these SVC meets. It really does. So, all right. Before we go on and talk about some other individuals, we want to talk about Pickway Ross and their adult education program. On their full-time programs, they're all on the Ohio's in-demand jobs list. And those are jobs that are waiting. And if you're like me, you've noticed the pickup here and what is in demand. Not just a job, but a good job is waiting if you go through Pickway Ross. They offer training in health technologies, where we all see, help wanted, skilled trades, public safety, and IT. And remember that all their full-time programs are financial aid eligible for those who qualify, just like a regular college or university would be. You can call them at 740-642-1288, and you can also look them up on the web at pickawayross.com. That's Pickway Ross Career and Technology Center, and we, again, appreciate very much their continued sponsorship of the podcast. Now, guys, we're going to talk some individuals, individuals being hurdles, sprints, and distance runners as well. Shane, I'm going to leave it in your capable hands to guide us through the particular topic.
Well, this is a little bigger category, so I have a few more bullet points, so I'll kind of slow it down here a little bit more. But on the boys' side, and again, you're always going to miss somebody, but I just look for the athletes that just give me the wow factor. And two that jump out at me be Tate Myers and the Whaley kid from Westfall. I just wanted your thoughts there, John, first. Just two tremendous athletes that we're aware of from other sports, but the track kind of maybe gives us a little bit more of a specific look at them and just how special they are athletically.
Yeah, well, a couple of years ago with Marcus Whaley, we were able to see what he was able to do, and just kind of he dominated in his hurdle events as a sophomore. Tate Myers is one that I didn't notice, and this might just be me just not picking up on certain things, but I didn't notice until they were playing I'm trying to think of the Mechanicsburg. He went on a go route, and like Mechanicsburg was real fast, and he just flew by him. And I was like, man, this dude can fly. And so, like, I'm not terribly shocked that he would win the three events, the 100, 200, 400. But like, that's crazy, because like a lot of times you'll see someone win two, but you don't see all three. He did it pretty easily. Marcus Whaley, dominated the 100 and 110 and 300 hurdles. Those two just outstanding athletes, where you could see it in other sports as well, but really putting their stamp on their individual events at the SBC meet, and just very impressive by both these young men.
Hey, second point was our cross-country carryover was my bullet point. When you start to look at these, each cross-country course a little bit different. And then I think as you get into track, you have the 3,200. You get down to some 1,600. There's some different levels of pace there for sure. But you do see some of these kids carry over. I mentioned Rich and Dollar of Adena there early on. I know Kendrew Marco of Uniota. Hannah Kerr and some of the Lady Pioneers. I know they're in the 3,200 Kerr. Came in just ahead of a couple Uniota kids that Svetnagel and Dowd that had really good cross country years as well. And I just think I saw Hartsall's name up there and some things. Lynch, Showblock, Shipley, all those on the boys' side. It really is kind of a carryover of cross country and track coaches being on the same page. I know some schools it's the same coach, but some schools it's not. And I would say a real good connection, friendship there would just simply make both programs a lot stronger. Obviously at Uniota, you see that.
Yeah. It's something where, I'm just really impressed by the Rich and Dollar kid. As only a freshman, when he finished, first in the 3,200, second in the 1,600. That's a name we're going to hear a lot. And like you mentioned, we already heard it cross country. With Lynch's from Uniota,
yes,
those are named. Yeah. Clayton and Gabe, you're going to hear about them. And, Clayton just signed for college, and then Gabe you'll hear about him again next year. Then Reese Hartsall won the 1600 on the girls' side. Her and Kerr are, elite cross country runners in the area, and it's definitely a big carryover, especially in those events where it's not something where I think you can just be like, oh, I'm not gonna run cross country, I'm just gonna go run the 3,200 and be elite at it. That's something where you've got to be kind of all in on cross country as well, to where you can excel in those events. Once again, incredibly impressed with anybody that can run those without like walking. Like I can walk.
Yeah. Right.
I can walk a 3,200. I might be able to one here in a few years. But yeah, it's just I do think there's a big carryover from those events into, like, it makes it a little easier. I know Coach Paxton at Unita, his 800 runners. He also has running with the cross country team when the, you know, when practice is over. So he's got kids that, even though they're not running cross country, they're still doing these, they're still doing the warm-ups of the cross country so they can get really into shape enough to do it. So I do think there's some big carryover there.
Well, and then I'm just going down my list here. You know, I had Uniota soccer athletes kind of highlighted because, again, I always doing the website for 13 years. I find myself looking for these names that we see in other sports. That's obviously a big part of their track championship. Mm-hmm. I wanted to highlight Paris DeBoard on the Uniota winning side. And then if mm-hmm. we're going to do that, I think I know a freshman that caught your eye athletically throughout mm-hmm. the website was the girl from Zane Trace. Souther, is that, am I saying that right?
I think it's Souther. I'm sure we'll hear differently. If not, but
nonetheless, no matter how the name is said,
she's very impressive.
Really impressive. Yeah, so I want to get your take on, you know, the Uniota soccer connection and the board on the championship side, but then give a shout out to that Zane Trace rookie there and we're what was that, the 400 edging out. Yeah.
Now, when I go back to the workers, Abby Seals works for my mom over at that Latchkey program too, and I talked to her about the 800. I was like, well, how do you think you do? And she said that there was a freshman, which is the Souther girl from St. Trace, that she said she almost hoped wouldn't be in it because of how good she was. And then she ended up, you know, Souther finished second in the 800 also because, you know, she's an elite athlete as only a freshman. You know, so shout out to her for winning the 400, finishing second in the 800. I know she's a big part of some of their relays as well. But Paris DeBoard, just an unreal kid and talent. You know, went through a knee injury a couple of years ago and then comes back and wins the medalist as a freshman. And then I know she was close this year as well. She finished second in the 400. So she almost did what Tate Meyer almost was able to do what Tate Myers did on the girls' side, but Souther was able to edge her out on that side. I looked at their numbers. Her and Souther each improved by almost 2 whole seconds from the qualifying until the final. So they were pushing each other, and I'm sure that race was outstanding to watch. DeBoard's definitely a big time name to watch for again next year. And then if you go over to the hurdles, Allie Cox is another Uniota soccer player that, you know, we've talked about her winning the meet medalist, but wins the 100 hurdles and second in the 300 behind Kaylin Mays of Piketon. And, you know, it's these kids being able to be elite at multiple sports is just really impressive to me. And I mean, soccer and track could have some carryover based on the, stamina. And, you know, I'm just really impressed with what those kids can do. Well, I know some of them are still playing like travel soccer in the spring as well. So it's very impressive for the Uniota kids and also Souther from Zane Trace.
It's well said. And Bruce, the only other thing I had in my notes, just wanted to give a shout out to some kids that, you know, in these individual things, if you rack up a bunch of second, thirds, and fourths, you know, maybe mm-hmm. maybe you did win another event, maybe you didn't, but, you know, when I see, you know, kids finishing in behind Cox and the board and those types of athletes, that still makes you pretty good. You know what I mean? It's one of mm-hmm. those, you know, a Rayleigh Mettler and Avery McFadden from the Paint Valley side. I know the Lennox kid from Southeastern's a terrific mm-hmm. athlete. You know, and some of these kids did win some events, you know, so they are. Lainey Hill, been an outstanding athlete, three-sport athlete at Zane Trace. I got a chance to highlight her in an upcoming Great Seal Sports article. Look forward to that. But, you know, a lot of these kids that fall in there, all the Uniota football player that I was so impressed with, Cameron, help me out here, John.
Jones.
No, you know, he got stuck in a couple Tate Meyer events, as I called them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it's Tremell Bird was another one. So it's interesting, Bruce, because what happens, you can get for lack of a better term, you can get buried in the second, third, fourth, fifth spot, which sounds ridiculous because that means you're like the second or third best. And usually if you're the second or third best at something in the league, you're all league. Right. Where in track, mm-hmm. you're not. That's unique. So I thought that was worthy of mention to some of those kids as well.
You know, I think I know the answer to this, but have either of you ever run hurdles?
Negative. I did tell a kid the other day to leave a hurdle alone out on the track, but that was about
as much.
I tried to jump one.
Yeah.
I was little. Okay. But I still caught my ankle and jumped over.
I've grown, doing PA for some of these track meets. I've really come to appreciate the hurdlers because, I mean, not only are they – I mean, it's nothing for some of them to go over the hurdles. I would, have to stutter step if I could even get over the hurdles.
Oh, yeah.
It's magical for some of them, again, to see them glide over those things without, they just hit the right foot. They are up and over and gone. And not me. No way.
Yeah, like until the last few years, I didn't really consider it like, oh, you got to make sure your steps are down. But like when they have their steps down, it's awesome to watch.
Yeah.
And yeah. And now I do want to also shout out the fact that I had before last year, I was going to challenge one of our girls track runners because I knew I'd also lose in that. Too.
Yeah.
But I'm not even I'm at least in the throw in, I could be like, oh, I don't know how to do this. Like, I know how to run and I don't want to get embarrassed. So I'm not going to do that this summer. Mm-hmm. Like I was originally going to do. Mm-hmm.
We won't find you trying the hurdles then, right?
No,
okay.
definitely not there. Like, I don't even want to do sprints. Like that time's gone.
It's just one of those things that I've noticed and really come to appreciate, whether it's SVC or anyplace else. The sometimes the hurdles aren't mentioned as much, but man, mm-hmm. are they formidable and something to be appreciated. I really think that. All right, guys, we're moving along. We're going to talk next a little bit more about relay teams and so forth. But we want to say thank you to North Fork Animal Clinic and Dr. Blake Lloyd and his staff continuing to support our podcast. They're located out at 2260 Anderson Station Road in Chillicothe, and they are in the small pet boarding and grooming and veterinarian type business. Give them a call at 740-773-7387. Dr. Blake Lloyd and his staff would like to get to know you and your pets. Pets have personalities just like all people, and they would like to get to know your pet and take care of them for you. Again, North Fork Animal Clinic, boarding and grooming, 2260 Anderson Station Road, the website northforkanimalclinic.com. All right, guys, next up is last thing I don't believe we talked about too much, the relays. And again, Shane, I'm going to throw this to you.
Well, again, not to be repetitive, but it just fits here. The Uniota depth of athletes from throughout soccer and their cross country programs. Abby Sills, Gwen Eldridge, Roxy Stortz, Barrio, Indy Spetnagel, and then Luke Kendrew and Caden LaRue, Clayton Lynch, Corey Schoblock. And, as I go down through there, it just that I can't help but kind of put that in, and you see some of those names showing up on multiple relay teams. They're on the Uniota. Another one, Heath is from the soccer program. Pelletier is a terrific athlete. We mentioned Zick Kafoos throughout the night. So, but then I get over on the boys' side, and here's where I think I see it a little bit more, where some of these kids, if they were to split and maybe run more individual events, maybe it would or wouldn't affect the team standings, John. I'm not saying mm-hmm. in terms of who wins, but I'm saying the difference between finishing, say, fifth and third or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But it's interesting to me. And I kind of like it, if I'm being honest. I think it's good coaching and it's given good opportunity for kids to compete at a high level. But when I see a Southeastern team like a Parker George, Jacob Lennox and Aaron Evans, Connor Smith. I know Paint Valley had a similar situation where they put Dom Chambers and Tremell Bird into a team there. I don't have that in front of me. I know Justin Hall is on that. I apologize. Yeah, I don't remember the fourth name. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Mike. Yeah. So that's an interesting factor to me. I see sometimes with the Uniota and the Zane Traces, maybe that's where the enrollment shows up and the ability to just have extra athletes sitting around like, hey, why don't you run the third leg of this? Where, you know, the other one strategically might be a little bit more of like, hey, this is a year where we're probably not going to be able to quite compete at the top, but these four kids right here can run that time. Let's try. Mm-hmm. You know, and you know, we talked about that a little bit earlier, but that's just something that jumps out at me. And when I think of some of these young athletes like a Lennox and a Chambers and a George and so forth, it just makes sense to me that they're going to be honored as all SBC track kids. So I'll be honest, John, some people might have a problem. I kind of like it.
Yeah, I do too. And one thing I want to throw out there is that 4x2 team with Southeastern that you talked about, they aren't far from the SBC record in the 4x2, and they all come back. So that could be something to watch
for. Be a goal with the set and something to watch, right?
Yeah. Same with the 4x1 team of the Uniota girls. It's still a lot because it's not like a tenth of a second or anything, but that's a goal that they could put out there, as they're all juniors with Pelletier and DeBoard and Renner and Heath. You know, those are two things to look for in the future. And, you know, with like the Adena 4x4 boys team throwing Lucas Stray and Tate Byers on the same team with Caden McCorder and Garrett Simmons, does a good job of getting those guys, winning that event was big in their goal to win that out the SBC titles. So putting your best athletes onto one of those relay teams and they're able to win one of the four relays really can make a big difference in when it comes down to points. Now they won handily, so it didn't, you know, end up making or breaking it at the end. But if that's the last, which the 4x4 is, and it comes down to, you know, hey, we need to get one more point than the next team, you put your best athletes on it and you have a good chance of getting it. So I like the strategy as well. And I think it definitely there's definitely more strategy in track than I used to think. That's for sure.
Well, there's no question. And that 4x4 you're talking about, I mean, anytime, you know, Uniota's throwing Gabe and Clayton Lynch out there in the 3 and 4 spots and, you know, on down the line, those are big gets. You know, that 10-6 difference right there, that's the type of thing that adds up. Because, you know, a lot of times we're guilty in track of seeing all 24 points is this or this. Well, that could just mean maneuvering, as we're learning here, you know, from coaches. That's just sometimes just tweaking a couple people into a couple different events. And it's not that hard to – you lose by four and all of a sudden you win by four. Well, mathematically, that's an 8-point swing. I mean, it doesn't take long to make up, say, 20, 25 points.
Right.
Good stuff.
All right. Guys, lots of names, lots of highlights there of the track meet and the SVC and so forth. And if anybody has other things that they'd like to impart to us, comments, questions, and so forth, as so many of our podcasts are, even though we're coming to the end, but so many of our podcasts and things we do are driven by fan emails or fan contact and fan, and I use that term loosely, I guess, listener is what I should say, questions, comments, and that kind of thing. You can provide those by getting a hold of one of these two guys. Shane is available by email at admin1@svcsportzone.com. On Twitter, he uses the handle SVC Sports Zone. On Facebook, he maintains two profiles, Shane Combs SVC Sports Zone and svcsportszone.com. John's email is jbruce1018@yahoo.com. And on Twitter, his handle Coconut Wall Papa. And as both men do, they tweet regarding SVC stuff. They use the hashtag SVC Sports Talk. You can also call DBK Media Services to leave a message, 740-569-3254. I'd like to ask that you share our information on Facebook and retweet it on Twitter, maybe favorite or like it. That'll get it into more streams of social media if the powers that be allow us to, we'll get it out there. Also, if you're listening on iTunes, how about a great rating and a good review? And so that's it for our contact information. We'd like to hear from you, though. As we go into the summer months, might determine what comes next. You never know. Guys, it's been a little different show, but we kind of wanted to do this, as Shane mentioned, and finagled things so that we could do it. And I'm glad we did, because you've mentioned quite a few athletes, although there's many 3 and 4 sport athletes that we've talked about, but a lot of them wouldn't have gotten mentioned otherwise. So kudos to you two for that. Any final thoughts?
John, anything, and then I'll close us out.
Yeah, I've come to, I'll do a match race. Like I'll race one of our latchkey females that comes to work, and we'll put it on YouTube.
Okay. We're going to look forward to that.
But I'm not going to do, this is going to be one of my favorite things of all time. Not going to do the Robert Conrad before the match race on Battle of the Network Stars.
Right.
Which is, if you haven't watched that, is maybe the greatest like 5 minutes in television history of him versus, why can't I think of his name from Welcome Back, Cotter?
Oh, Gabe Kaplan.
Yeah, him versus Gabe Kaplan.
Yep.
Conrad smoking a cigarette before racing him in a 400 meter is one of the funniest things I've ever seen. And like they take it serious is the best part.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, look for that on YouTube available by you. I'm more like John Belushi. This is probably before your time, but John Belushi was with Saturday Night Live, and he was on a parody of Wheaties, and it was some small donuts or something like that.
Yep.
Finely tuned athletic machine, John Belushi. Yeah, that was me. Shane, you better save us, bud.
Well, the track story I will tell, 20 plus years ago, I can remember Matt Holmes and Jeff Miller actually coaching track at Uniota. Now imagine that for a second. And they once raced for a Big Mac about halfway into the race, you know, Matt supposedly had a little pulled hammy there or whatever. I don't know if he felt like it wasn't going his way or what, but I say all that to say this. I think it's so important to look at how these sports have grown, and I can't imagine trying to put a track coaching staff together. Like, John, I know how hard it is in a baseball setting, a softball setting, a basketball setting, you know, how much help you need, you know what I mean? And I've learned a long time ago, as soon as you think you could do it by yourself, just try going to practice one day with 26 kids on a baseball diamond, and you learn real quick that that's stupid. You know, and it's one of those things that, you know, when you start to dive into these programs, you see these throwing coaches or these hurdle coaches or some of the jumping the pole vaulting is a unique thing in its own. It's all of these different people. And you obviously have track coaches that work really hard at it, and they train, and they do professional development, and so forth. But if you watch a really good track practice taking place, there's no way you can be in these 7, 8, 9 spots all at once. And it's just really neat to see some people behind the scenes. So I want to give a shout out to those people, even though we don't have all the names and so forth. I want to give a shout out to those people in closing as well. So guys, that was a lot of fun. Check out our regular show this week, which would come up as 312, but certainly wanted to set 311 aside there from where we had taken a couple or taken the 1 week off there a couple weeks back in order to do this. So on that note, make sure you're checking out the website. We'll try to highlight the links to make sure we follow our track kids. Good luck into the district, the regional, and then hopefully the state level. And as always, we will try to keep it 100% SVC 100% of the time.
You've been listening to the SVC Sports Talk Podcast. SVC Sports Talk is brought to you by SVCSportsZone.com. Join us next time for SVC Sports Talk and visit SVCSportsZone.com, where we're 100% SVC 100% of the time.